Zog the Gemara, so Grua, my Mechitza Guda. The Gemara starts off with the Tzad, that Mechitza in the Mishnah means Guda. So it says, that Shutan that agreed to build the wall. And the Gemara is going to be denied, that's because they agreed. Because otherwise, you're not Mechoyah, because has agreed is Loish Mehezik. The Gemara gets involved, though, it brings a price of a Sugya of Klayim, Mechitza Zakarim Shenifritza, just to show you that it says Mechitza, and it means a Guda. The emphasis are a full of Mishnayis and Erevin. What's up in bringing the Brisa? It's Kenzine because Klayim comes before Erevin. But a Brisa of Klayim for a Mishnah and Erevin. Basically, the Torah Chaim says, because over here we see Omer like Dor, that you see the Mechitza is made out of Avonim, not just a plain Mechitza. Aber Nishtum Zitz Chazal put this Brisa, it's Verta Sugi Farzich before we get into Hezekriah. It's Farana Sugi Azoi. Mechitza Sakarim Shenifritza, and we'll explain that we're talking about a matzav that is Tvua on one side and Kifonim on the other side. And Avada, the Shroshim are more above him underneath, in under the ground. And the emes you need a harchok of dalet ams. But the din is, din in klayim, that if there's a mechitza above the ground, it's a mechitza, it's mafsik, it's not klayim. Again, it's not staring, it's more of underneath. But there's a mechitza. A mechitza is mafsik, it's not considered klayim. And there was a mechitza. Now mechitza is a kerem shenifritza, the mechitza fell down. So oimer like dor, we tell the baal ha, get banned to be goyder. Choyzer benifritza, again, oimer like dor. Nisyayish yemenu v'loy godra, if he decided he was nisyayish, in fact, it's not going to be goyder. Then Harez the Kidesh is considered Klayim. The Chayiv Bachra Yusid is the Chayiv Mammon. So there's Kama Sugis here in this Brice, and then we'll talk about each one of them. There's the Chayiv to be rebuild the wall. There's the din that the Yish turns it into Klayim, Harez the Kidesh. And then there's the Chayiv Achrayis, there's the Chayiv Tashlumen also. But we'll start up slowly. The Eretz Zachat, it says, Oimer Loi Kedar. The Eretz is a Gersa Rabbeinu Gershom, is Oimerim Loi. Bezdin tells him, Oimerim Loi Kedar. But the Gersa Lefanenu is Oimer Loi Kedar. Oimer Loi Kedar is the Pshat, the Baal HaTmua, tells the Baal HaGefen. Rashi says, Oimer Loi LeBaal HaKerim Kedar, Ato, Shelo Ye'osru, Gifaneches, Tvuas HaSodeh, Mishum Klayin. So after Rashi, the Pshat is that there's a matzav of Klayin, and the Baal HaTmua, we're not talking about the Tashlumin yet, the Baal we're talking about the Tvias HaKoisel, the Baal HaTvua has a taina to the Baal HaGefen, Gedoyer Ato, because you're causing the klayim. And as I state in Rashi, and Be'emes is a greater shaila that the Rishonim talk about. L'chayre, it's a two-way street. Klayim shaftzach from the Tvua and the Geffen tzazamen. What, the Geffen is shafting the klayim? The Geffen together with the Tvua? The Tvua is also Oshem just as much as the Geffen. So what's the pshat? Is the Emes is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoinison and the Ramah in the sheet in Baba Kama, that says that we're talking about an ukimta of ain anovim ba'geffen. We're setting it out that there's no anovim in the geffen. And he holds by so, the machlokes is showing him that there's moirois ha'geffen or not nesar. They're oiser. They shaft klayim, but it doesn't. They don't become oser. So since there's no anovim in the geffen, and Rabbeinu Yoinison holds that there's moirois are not nesar, so the bala geffen doesn't have a tzvi on the bala tzvua. Nothing's happening bad to him. His moirois aren't being oiser and nesar. But his moirois ha'geffen without the anovim are being oiser the tzvua. So the Bala Tvua is the one with the Tvia. But a lot of Rishonim are not like that. That Avada could be talking about Yeshan of and Begefen. And besides that, some Rishonim hold that this Moir is also unnecessary. So then Avada Lachayr, it's a two-way street. Vosef is the Tvia's climb is only Mutal on the Bala Geffen. That's a Shaila Gedoyla in the Sugya. We'll see. But that's what getting started. Rashi learns Oimer like Gedor. What's the Chi of Kaisel? Because of climb. Let's first put down that there's really a three-way Machalikas Rishonim. We'll discuss the details, but the Vaila was still avek. That is Rashi, Toisvitz, and the Ramban. Again, we're talking about why there's a Chi of Kaisel. Rashi learns because of the Klayim, and for some reason the Baal HaGefen, I guess his Shroshim are the ones that are moving and going to the Tvua, the Geffen is causing the Klayim, he has to pay for the Klayim. He has to build the wall, he's the Goyim of the Klayim. We're not talking about paying yet, that's later. He's had to build the wall because he's the Goyim of the Klayim. Toysa says a different shot, that the Baal HaGefen is Mechayim to build the wall because of the Mazik of Machresha. His Machresha is going to be Mazik to Baal HaTvua, a whole different word. It's a Mazik of Machresha. And in the Ramban is Mavur, a third shot, that the Baal HaGefen has to build the wall of Klayim, but not of Choshen Mishpot, that he's a Mazik, and he has to build the wall because he's being Mazik. Poshet Hilchis Mekayim Klayim. It's Yerudea. Even if the Rambam Lemoshel talks that it's the same owner on both sides, it's Poshet, it's not known as Mazik anything, but there's a Poshet, a problem of Klayim. You have to make a Mechitza, the Baal HaGefen has to make the Mechitza of Klayim. Now we'll talk about Rashi back first a minute. Rashi's Pasach B'Klayim, Shelo Ye'osur G'faneches Tvus HaSodim Yishim Klayim. But then in the middle, Rashi brings in Machresha. And it's there in his claw what Rashi's bringing in Machresha for. Is there a plan in Rashi that Rashi was bothered by the Kasha? Hagami was Poseach B'Klayim. That Rashi had a Kasha. Als klein. They should both be mechuyev, the Baal HaGefen and the Baal HaTvua. Why should we daki be mechuyev the Baal HaGefen? To which Rashi answers in the Emsa, no, there's also machresha. And the Baal Dach the machresha, the Baal HaGefen is the only mazik. Therefore, he's achroi in Gansen. Which in itself is not a push the topic. We have here a matzav, if you'll assume this hanocha, that mitzad klayim is tarvayu mazgi adodi, and benoisaf, there's also a chiyav machresha. In such a situation, it's push it that the Baal HaGefen should have the entire chiyav. There's also the machayev of klayim, which is mutal al shneim. Maybe it should be two-thirds, he has more of the machayev. It's push it that machresha would say that he's the only machayev. It's not push it, but there's a dot line in Rashi. The problem is Rashi fears always, the behochi have a klayim. In middle he brings the machresha, but he's messiah again. Bahachi have a klein. What's bring to Arayin? Bahachi have a klein. If it tells machresha, so there's another pshat in Rashi to explain that Avad be'ikar Rashi learns the sugya is only klein. Pasach be'klein, the messiah be'klein, the messiah be'bahachi have a klein. What's bring to Arayin machresha in the middle? Ken Zayin is one pshat to say azayt geprat. Who says it's considered klein? Lachar, it's only klein if their mamish you planted them 1 inch from the other, the gefen and the tefur. What's epis that it's up to 4 amos and merichak is still considered klein? So Bemis says a Rashi in Erevin, because up to 4 amas it's still considered the Shem Kerem. And it's still the Shem Kerem, the Tfuah, Shtel Sacharayin, and the Kerem. And who decided that the shear of 4 amas is the shear of Kerem? Because of the din of Machresha. Machresha is just a simon to show you that the shear of Kerem is Dalet Amas. And after we know that the shear of Kerem is Dalet Amas, so, but Avada Arum and Arum Al Sretzach of Klein. That's one plan. Another pshat you can say in Rashi, that Lo'oilom will go back and explain that Rashi's yeah bringing Arayin Machresha. And he's bothered by the Kasha that Al-Klayim, they're both Mazikim, and he needs to bring in Machresha. So what's the steam dvor of the Bahochi Abaklayim? A Gevalde Gevort. The MS, it rather works out that Sai the Shir of Klayim is Dalet Amas, and Sai the Shir of Machresha is Dalet Amas. Aber Hagi Ba'atzmacha, Lo Yisui of the Shir of Machresha would have been a different Shir. The Shir of Machresha would only be 2 Amas. So then you wouldn't be able to say this word. You wouldn't be able to say, oh, the Baal HaGefen is chayev for everything because Machresha is only his job. Shkoyev, but that's only 2 amas. The Machayev to the Marach, Adkede Arba Amas is vital only as Klayim, and as Klayim they're both Shuldik. So Rashi, no, it's alright. The Bahochi have a Klayim. It happens to be that the same Shear, it works out. The Shear is Taka Arba Amas for both. Okay, but Fregan Ashayev, the Gemara Mayachva says that by Machresha, the Shear of Dalet Amas is only in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, the Shear of Machresha is Taka only 2 amas. Okay, but Fregan Ashayev, in Bavel, the Shear of Machresha is only 2 amas. Is I'm going to want to say in the Bavel the Shear of Klayim also becomes 2 amas. Machresha decides that that's the Shear for Klayim. But if you assume that in Bavel Machresha is Bezans, but as Klayim it's 4 amas, like this Mahalach and Rashi would be a problem. Why would you be Mechayev only the Baal HaGefen? What this Brayta Retz Nor in Eretz Yisrael? Als Machresha you only have to be Machresh Bezans. There's a Mechayev of Klayim that's Mechayev to be Machresh 4 amas. It's not so posh what would be, but I'll go upon him. Zok Rashi, the Bahochi have a Klayim. That's Shitas Rashi. Sheet that Toysis right away brings in the Inyan of Machresha, but the Shaila is why. Toysis says like this, Oymer like Dor Pirish, the Baal HaKerem has to make together, only him. For who Hamadik? The Arba Amisha Omra Lahatuku Bishvil Avoidus HaKerem, and he brings the Sugya of Machresha, and he adds the Kinesh, Bafila Rab Yoisi, the Kamala Kamon, Ala Nizig Laharchikas Atzmoy, Moid Rab Yoisi, Bekir Dile. Is the Erskis says, Oy, I'm going to want to say in Toysis that the Emes Toysis was Noches to learn that the Mishnah, that the Bryce here is Al's client. He was only bothered Aliba de Rab Yoisi. He was bothered that Aliba de Rabbi Yoisi, Klayim is not considered Giri Dilei. So Toysis Gemuchet, what's going to be Aliba de Rabbi Yoisi? Why Aliba de Rabbi Yoisi should the din be that the Baal HaKerem has to do it himself? So for Rabbi Yoisi, Toysis had to find this new Pshat Al Smachresha. But see this Pshat and Toysis, it comes out that Aliba de Rabbonon, you probably don't need to miss with Machresha. Aliba de Rabbonon, you can learn that the Brice is Neto, a Klayim, the Brice. Nor Aliba de Rabbi Yoisi, that you need Giri Dilei. For that, Toysis had to step in the Machresha Pshat like he fears Toys. And then even if good like Rabbi Yoisi because of Giri Dilei. You don't have to learn Toysis. Avad, it's a Rebach, that like Rabbi Yoisi, Machresha is Giri Dilei. But you could learn Anderson Toys. You could learn that Toysis holds, even in the Rabbonon, Toysis had a reason that he had a Dr. Shtipperine here, that the topic over here is Machresha, not Klein. And once again, we're able to suggest this plan, that Toysis was bothered. Als Klein, Vosef is nor the Baal Ha. Kerem is Mechuyiv. Als Klayim, they're both Mechuyiv. He doesn't want his Etzerayim, Ein Anovim Bagefen. So it's, they're both Mechuyiv. Vosef is only the Baal HaKerem. Avdem Zavtois is, yeah, because there's also Machresha. And the Shabbos, what does that do? Like we already Mo'er, there's a two Mechayiv, the Baal HaKerem is two Mechayiv, and the Baal HaGefen only has one. It could be that the fact that he's also Mechuyiv as Machresha makes him that the Mechayiv is Mutl only on him. Of the Emes, we'll see. Dugma Ladover, we'll get to it on Amid Beis. There's a Tzad, not Pashut. For now, we'll just assume like that for the Mushal. It's you're talking that in a Gina, there's both Hezekriyas. Also Ayin Hara, and also Hezekriyas of Tashmish. It's not Mukhra, could be there's only Ayin Hara, but let's assume that in a Gina, there's also Hezekriyas of Tashmish, and also Ayin Hara. Echreg HaShayla, we'll see more in other days, I just want to dug Maladar. A Gina that's next to a Chotzer. The Baal HaChotzer is Mazik, the Baal HaGina, with two Mechayim. Ein Horror und hat agreed von Tashmishen. The Balakina is only Mazik the Chotzer when has agreed of Tashmishen. There's no Ein Horror in a Chotzer. Would we say that the Balakhotzer has to build the wall himself? Because that's Ein Horror, he has to build it himself? Or do we say, no, Soif Soif is also the Mechayiv of Hezekri of Tashmishin, and the Mechayiv of Hezekri of Tashmishin is on both, so it's Vaita Mutl on both. Dugma Ladover is over here. Alf Machresh, it's only Mutl on the Balakaren. Alf Klaim, it's Mutl on both. It could be possible to add a Knech, maybe the reason Machresh is the dominant Mechayiv, and we go say that the Balakaren is Mechayiv and everything else Machresh, because Lechayiv Machresh is Gemot, even if there wouldn't be Tfuah. Klaim is only a problem if there's Tfuah next to the border. Machresh could be Stamaz, they ruins his karka when you Machresh digs into his ground. So the fact that Machresha applies even if there's no Tvua on the other side is the proba that the Machresha is the bigger Machai. Kenamozan. That was Shitas Rashi and Shitas Toises. The Ramban has a third shot. The Ramban learns that the Machai to build the wall is not Choshen Mishpat. No one has a Choshen Mishpat to get Tvia. Nor Poshet is an Isser of Mekayim Klaim. And in the Gedorim of Isser Mekayim Klaim, it's Mutl on the Bala Geffen. His Shloshim is making Klaim. It's Mutl on him. Andra say that like the Ramban, you should be goyers oimrim loy, because it's best than telling him about his yoyer day, a dekechiv. But you could say like this, a shtickle Torah. Why didn't the Ramban learn it's a choshen mishpat dekechiv? It's because he wanted to shtim with Rabbi Yossi, and he held that klayim is not giri delay. But let me tell you, this is mamash alayach with the gevart, the holom azog afira esavart. Rabbi Yossi always holds that when it's not giri delay, he says, I'm a nizik laharach kesatzma. I'm allowed to stay here. I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm a good guy. I'm a nizik laharach kesatzma. But if you can come up with something, let it be Zaitik, that the Mazik is not as ay, he shouldn't be here, so let it be because of a Yerudayadik reason. Then already the Nizik can come and say, you be Marfik. This is a remesis in the Ramban, in the Gemara, this is really the Pshat. But the Tchila Sadvorim is that he has to build the wall as Yerudayah. But Bibaldi has to build the wall as Yerudayah, Yisra Mekayim Klayim, in the Nishkin Grois at Sadvik, if he's not building a wall. Can the Bala Tfu Zog and Echava Tfi have there? He can't answer back, no, but say, Vayachbar, it's not giving delay. I'll admit it, Lachik Asasman. Nay, you have to build the wall anyway. You have to build the wall. You machuiv taka to me to build the wall. Oh, but you can go back and figure out his way. The Bala Tfu has a right to say, Reb Bala Geffen, I'll see you every day, you machuiv to build the wall. It's not me that you're allowed to stay here. Oh, but you're being mazik me. I'll have mazik Lachik Asasman. It's a klal mayakbar. The alanizik lahartik asatzma, when it's not a giri delay, nemsuch, because his mamish is at tzadik, and it's gevaldik. If you come up with it, if it's a problem with him, then already you can have the tefillah. You have a lot of rights in mayakbar alayn, well, in giri delay gufa. Once something is giri delay, lamashal in toysis, toysis is machresh is giri delay. It could be that once you have the machayiv of machresh giri delay, it's machayiv of machayim also. Duchsuk, you have over there in the beginning of the parrot. Once kolmora v'mora rufsuch giri delay, you can be machayiv of matunta also. Once there's a giri delay, once there's a siva to be machayiv, and get it from the ganze machayiv. That was the three pshatim in the sukkah. Again, Rashi learns lechayra. He mixes machresha in the middle. We said various malchim, but the heart is klayim. Like Tosis, the heart of the Indian is machresha. Like the Ramban, upon him, it starts with the yeridaya, the kimachayev of klayim. Comes now the topic of the Rama. The Torah brings from the Rama and the emissary of the Rama now a sukkah. That if a person will say over the etzem din, if a person was machayev to build a koisel of hezegriya, and he didn't build it, and that was goyrim of Geneva. And a neighbor now had a Geneva, and had there been a Hezekria wall, there would not have been the Geneva. He's mechuyev to pay for the Geneva. It's not Gerama bin Azokin Potter. It's Garmi. Zoi halt the Rama. A big chiddush. We're going to soon see it in the game. Amish the heart of the sugi. But that's the idea. The Rama says, if a person was supposed to build a Kaisel house, the reason of Hezekria, and he didn't, and it caused a Geneva, he's mechuyev to pay for the Hefzer Geneva. It's not Gerama ba'alma. The Ibni Yasakaisel Rufzach Garmi. Now we're not doing now in Gansen Behekif the topic of what's considered Grom and what's considered Garmi. We know that Grom bin Azokin Potter, Garmi is Chayiv. If we're on a Yam of Rishonim, what's the chiluk of Grom and Garmi? Or but what's Negev us, the Vaila, the Ramah holds not building the wall is called Garmi. The Torah brings it down. But ever since the first Gemara and Baba Kamenish in the Ramah, the Gemara says that pirates get the behemoth Vesnei, behemoth Chaveroi, and the behemoth escapes you, Potter. You took down a wall and the behemoth escaped, you're not Mechayiv. Why? Garmi of the Ramah, the terraces. It's a Gemara in the beginning of Akoinus. The Bira Gro Afan Orth over there in Akoinus says that the Ramah has different Shan in the Gemara. The Ramah learns that Afayr is gathered between Behemoth Chaveri, Yipotter. Yipotter, if the Behemoth ran out and the Behemoth caused Hezek to something else, you're not Mechuyiv to pay for that Hezek. But the Etzim Hefzid HaBehemah Alein, yes, you're Mechuyiv. That's considered Garmi. It's a Chilish, the Gemara in the Gemara there in Akoinus. But that's the Ramah. This Ramah is brought down in both places. That Afayr is gathered between Behemoth Chaveri, that you're Potter. You're only Potter that the Behemoth was Mazik, other things, but the Ibud HaBehemah, you are Mechuyiv. And the Ramah over here, that if you were supposed to build a wall for Hezekria, and you didn't, and of course the Geneva, that's Garmi. Now, doesn't lame is Beseder. No, the godless is that the Ramah says that his Makar, his Yesoi, is from our Sugya. It says in our Braisa that if you didn't build the wall, you mechayev to pay. Zok the Rama, it's a riot to his yisoid. You have to be shoyl now. How did the Rama learn Pshat in our Mishnah? L'moshel, according to Rashi, why was he mechayev to build the kaisel? Because of klayim. And if he doesn't, so why does he have to pay? Because he caused it to become klayim, and it was nesa. So it was direct. The chiyuv to build the wall was klayim, and the payment is klayim. That's not a riot to the Rama's yisoid. It's geschmack to learn that the Rama learned l'moshel of the derech toisvis. That the chiyuv to build the kaisel was als machresha. And heramaisa, if you didn't build the wall, als machresha. So harezek kiddush, it becomes klayim. V'chayim machrayusa, now you mechayim to pay for the klayim that it turned into. What's the haste? I wasn't mechayim to build the wall, als klayim. Dr. Rama, who adobra asher dibarnu, yesivi yesoid, that you mechayim to build the kaisel as one reason. So zayin has a gria. And it caused the gneva. You mechayim. Rayel adobar, you mechayim to build the wall, als machresha. And it caused something to become klayim. Yechayim. That's the Rama's right. Ktsas. The Raman Baba Kam is Mavur in the Shita that he learned that the reason why you mechayiv to build the wall was as klayim, not as machresh. And then lachar is not glad. If the mechayiv to build the wall alone is as klayim, so then avad you have to pay the tashmumen of klayim. How could the Raman bring a raya to his yisoid? This is the yisoid I can hear, but then he has a raya from our sugya to this concept that a chayiv to build the wall is one thing, and then it's going to cause a hefset. I saw this Bible has an interesting kasha. We know Boyer is potter on kalim. It's the Hilchei Sein. We're not learning Baba Kama now, but the Hilchei Sein of Bor is Yipater on Kalim. Fret the stifler. He doesn't understand. You have a Bor. If a Shor B'chamor falls into it, you mechuyev. You mechuyev to build a wall, a Kisui, Kisui Habor. And you didn't build a Kisui Habor. Because you didn't build a Kisui Habor, a Kali fell into it. No. So it's Grama. They say the Grama is Potter. But the Ramah of such a stuff is Garmi. Every case of Kalim B'Bor should be Chayev as Garmi. Is there a chacham again? Yeah. Obedos alein is the hilchay saying from bar. Obedos is nish gelat, nish baba kamo, nish the sugi dog. Als bar a maskim yipata, dos the hilchay saying from bar. The stifle friend should be mechoyev als garmi. Now about it, it's a kasha. So how is it ever gemolt the hilchay saying of the torf kelim and bar? Dos fret the stifle, it's a kasha on the Rama. How could the Rama say that when you mechoyev to build the kaisel als one in it, and it causes you a hefsid, that it's mechayev als garmi? It's not you talking. Every time there should be a chiyev on kelim the bar, mitzad garmi. The stifle is a drukzai savart. He says, this word of the Rama is only when the chiyuv kaisel is to that guy, right? Reuven has a tainat to Shimon, build me a hezekria wall, and then it caused the geneva to Reuven. Reuven has a tefiyah. The chiyuv to build the kaisel of the bar, the kisiyah bar, is not a chiyuv to a specific person. It's your chiyuv to be machasi your bar. It's not to that person. If Reuven was supposed to build a wall of hezekria between him and Shimon, and somehow that caused the geneva by Levi, the Rama won't say it. The chiyuv is only when it's neveya from the person that had the tefiyah kaisel. And if he's there, it could be Reuven that avada bar is not going to be. Chayev on Kalim als Garmi. Yeah, now in the price it is Mavur another prat. Avada, we spoke Bar Chobah that the Chayev to build a wall, various pshatim, and if it becomes Klayim, so then you have to pay. But in the middle there was the Hasra. Oymer like Dor, Chayzev and Ifza Oymer like Dor. Tzvei Mol Hasra. What's the Hasra? There's a Machloikis Rishoyim. The Re learns that the Hasra was not Hilchas Klayim. It's going to become Klayim even without Hasra. The Hasra was for the Chayev Tashlumin. That you're not going to be mechayev to pay unless you give the guy hasra. And you have to give him hasra twice. One time is because maybe he thinks that the Baal HaTfu is mechayev just as much as him. The other time is because maybe he thinks if he rebuilt the wall once, that already shows that he's not nicha in the klayim. He has to build the wall again. And then you catch on the second time already that every time it falls, he's mechayev to build the wall. Now he already knows and he understands. And avad, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky write in the Derech Emunah, Lefia Emes, like this pshat, that the purpose of the Asura is just for the Chiyuv Tashlumin. If the Yid is a Talmud Chacham and he learned Derech Emunah, so he knows that he's Mechoyiv, so then he doesn't need the Asura. It's only for Bezdin to know. Klapi Shmai, it's Poshit. If he knows the Halacha that he's Mechoyiv, then he's Mechoyiv to pay. If not, not. The price is reading door, that you have to be master him twice because it's Mistabra that up to two Asurais he doesn't know. The Erech Tamal, he thinks that maybe the Baal HaTfu is Mechoyiv also. The Tzvei Tamal, he thinks that maybe building a wall once is enough. But Rabbeinu Tam learns different, that the purpose of the Asura is for the client, and he says the reason the Braisa stresses it twice is to be mechadish to you that we're not mitzaref, because we know that the gidol of client needs to be echad mimasayim. It has to grow another 200. The emes avada mashu is enough. No, it's batal bimasayim. It has to grow another echad mimasayim, because otherwise it's batal. Now what do you do if it grew less than echad mimasayim, and then you rebuild, and then again? The purpose of the Braisa saying it separately is to teach you that it's not mitzaref. Interesting, a lot of other Rishonim say the same word backwards. The Braisa says it twice to show you that it's mitzvah. That even if it's chazav and if it's in the middle, that it is mitzvah. They drink the exact same diyuk faker. The Ramban is a poor start also that the Hasra is for the etzem din of klayim. So I saw Rabbi Chanan as a gevaldik akasha. If you learn that it's going to become klayim anyways, and the Hasra is for the payment mela. But if the purpose of the Hasra is because without the Hasra it's not klayim, so what are you giving him Hasra? Give out. There's a mechita here, and that makes that it's not klayim. If the mechitza fell and you don't give him asra, it's not going to become klein. You're giving him asra and that's going to cause it to become klein. Don't give asra. Loimi dumshach, loimi uksach. Don't give the asra, then it won't become klein. What's giving them the asra? So if the asra is asmach reisha and neila, but if the asra is good for the klein, what are you doing the asra for and causing it to be klein? So fine, the asra is either for the etzem has habas of the klein, or maybe it's for the tashlumin. But now we're going to figure out, the Brisa says that it becomes klein, because you show by not rebuilding it that you have nechusa. So hareze kidesh, it becomes klein. V'chayiv b'achra yusin. Now we'll talk about chayiv b'achra yusin. You mechayiv to pay. What's the pshat that you mechayiv to pay? It's mevur in the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kufta, this is the chayiv of Dina de Garmi. Now let's explain this clearly. What is the chayiv of Garmi? Why is it Garmi? Now we already mentioned one sheet. It's very important to realize. The Ramah learns, why is it Garmi? Because not building a wall is considered Garmi. It's a chiddush. Most mishayim hold such as achis grama. Kemat it's a gemara and akoinis. Hapoyut gedu b'fnei behemes chaveiroi potter. Poshup shadah means potter. Even if the behemah got lost, potter. The Ramah says a doichik. It means you potter if the behemes mazak other things. But the Ramah will learn, what's pshat an hour b'raisa? Chayiv b'achra yusoy. Why? Because it's garmi. What's the garmi? Not building the wall. But in the Ramban, it's mevur, over here, and a lot of barichas in the country is dina de garmi, a different shat. What's the grama? What's the garmi? What's the chiyiv? The MS, the Ramban starts with a kasha, gavaldik a kasha in the countries, in the Dina de Garmi. He says a kasha, why does the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf say that the Gemara quotes this Braisa, the Mishnah, a Braisa, the Chayiv Bachra Yusuf, and the Gemara starts handling a room in a room, that it's going Aliba de Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds Dina de Doyin, Rav Meir, did Doyin Dina de Garmi? Fred the Ramban, you need to come on to Dina de Garmi. It's Mamish Shoira Mazik, Shoira Yehuva, like Tofach Bape. The person's shroshay hagfonim is mamash like a shoyer hamazik. The shroshim go and are mazik the tvua. They shafach the klein, and that's shoyra yom like tapa pei. It's mamash shoyer hamazik. As I fret the Ramban, let's talk about that for a minute. Why did the Gemara say yimuchoy b'alz garmi? Dal meyochad chiyuv of garmi. It's taka richtig a shoyer hamazik. Is the Ramban in his Tzveita Teretz? We'll go backwards. Says that no, it's not garmi. It's only a grama of your shor, and that itself is a big varat. There's a big arichus in the book. Bear about that. That's one part that he says it's only the groma of the shor. The eretz the teretz in the Ramban, I want to tell one more. The Ramban says the teretz, it's not shoyer. He says why? He says klayim is not gefonim and tfuah that are mixed. If klayim would mean irbuv, gefonim then tfuah that are mixed, then you're right. The gefen is a shoyer hamazik, right? In most cases of mazik, you break the window, you break something, right? Over here, your gefen, your shoshay gefen went and crawled under the ground to the tvua and made irbuv, and irbuv is klayim. It's a shoyer hamazik. Zok the Ramban, but it's not true. Klayim is not irbuv. Klayim requires not a zaytig prat, a detail of nichusa, that the person's das that he wants it to be klayim, and it's not a zaytig it's night. That is klayim, and since that's the person who's doing it. His machshava that he doesn't, that the wall doesn't get rebuilt, that he decides nesiyayishimenu, his machshava not to rebuild the wall, that's what makes a klayim, and that's only garmi. That's what the Ramban answers his kasha. His kasha was los merup mit garmi. If a galat the shoyer hamazik, so the Ramban, no, the irbuv is not the hezik, the irbuv is not klayim. If irbuv would be klayim, then the gefen is a shoyer. But it's not the irbuv, it's the nichusa, and the nichusa the mensch is doing, and he's only doing it with the machshava. V'chein mevor b'raivid b'shita b'baba kamatzad iches. The raivid is talking about garmi, and he says amol garmi is b'dibor, amol garmi is b'maisa, and amol garmi is b'machshava. What's a dogma of garmi when it's b'machshava? Mekayim klayim over here. It's machshava. The machshava shafta is garmi. It's a whole different part than the Ramah. Let's get that. The point I want to bring out though. The Gemara says that the chiyuv achrayis here is garmi. What's the vart? The Ramah learns not building the wall is garmi. Most Rishonim argue and hold that not building the wall is grama. The garmi here is the machshava, because the klayim was only the irbuv. It's not enough that it's shor hamazik. It's the machshava that makes it into a klayim. There's an interesting kasha I saw that Divrei Yecheskel asks. How could the Ramban even ask that the gefen is a shor hamazik? Frek, there a technical question. You're asking that it should be mechuyev mamash al shor hamazik. Frek, there it's nogach ba'achar kachivkir, because klayim is aser hanosel, becomes ois yus. And there's a klal in the Gemara Baba Kama that nogach ba'achar kachivkir. If a person has a shor that was mazik, and after it's mazik he's mafkir the shor, that's also a ptur. The loy shor shall hefker, and even a ptur if you mafkir it after the hezek. Fred, there is a zaytik a baba kama the kasha on the Ramban. How can the Ramban even in this have me to ask that the gefonim is shor? It's shor. It's nogach vachak echivkir. So first he answers that in a chanami the Ramban didn't mean keren, it meant regel, and that's really what he's going through. He wants to be machadish that in regel there's no nogach vachak echivkir, only in keren. In regel not. So he says it's regel. But then he asks it's not v'shilach. Regel needs v'shilach, and over here it's not v'shilach. So he says a chiddush that it's als eish. It's very dark in the Ramban. The Ramban's lashon is be'erech. I duchsech is the shoyra Yehuda like tapach ba'ket ba'apeg. He wants to say Karen kenes nishnayim because it's nashar nagel farakachivkir. Regel kenes nishnayim. It was not b'shila. He said the Ramban is kasha meant eish. Good. Abba kaima take a right. Or brakupon. That was the Ramban's kasha. Let it be ma'amish moment hamazik shoyra eish Karen regel the line. And the Ramban no. It's not the earbuff that it is. And klar. I want to fear ois. If the klar the Ramban holds that if klayim with haka mean earbuff, then the geffen is a shoyra. No, that's not klayim. Klayim is the nichus. Now there's another prat, it's better a new topic, but it's fearing ois bevis. We may obey the same as we're handling. The Rishonim have a kasha, v'chayi b'chayishu, zozayin, dina de garmi. For a toishas to Ramban, the Rishonim, it's hezik she'enein nikr. It's hezik she'enein nikr. So toishas says it's nikr. You see, the geffen, the tfuah, it's nikr. For a toishas, so how come, by tumah, it's not nikr? You see the sheretz on the tfuah? So toishas, yeah, but you don't see the hechsher. Tfuah is only tumah, even if a sheretz is on it, if it got wet. And you don't see the hechsher. As I look at Tosfos, Fred Develt, what if you see that the tefuah is wet? It's wet tefuah, and you see the sheretz on it. Zok Develt, yeah, you see the water on the tefuah, but by tumah you need to have nichusa. You need to have nichusa, and you don't see the nichusa. Oh, but then it's shver. So then by klayim also, you don't see the nichusa. So Mamon Shach, why is klayim nicker? Because you see the geffen and the tefuah, and tumah is not, even though you see the sheretz on the tefuah with the water. Because over there you didn't see the nichusa, here you did. Is matam ishmei the Reb Chaim avart that the nichusa by tuma is mamash minei ubei the etzem din of the tuma? Mashenke the nichusa by klayim is a zaita geprat. It's not so geshmak with the Ramban that the Ramban was saying in dina de garmi that the nichusa by klayim is the klayim alein. Reb Nochem said a different word, an einfal. He says beemes it's poshut that tuma is not nicker. Tuma is not nicker. Tuma is some ruchnistige thing. You don't see tuma. Klayim you see. Geffen and tuma is klayim. No, you could ask, where's the Heksher? If you see, you can assume that there was Heksher, that's called Nikr. But by Tumah, the Tumah is admonished. It's Bishlam, if there wouldn't be a Tanai of Heksher, seeing a Sheretz would be called you see Tumah. Oh, but if you don't see the Heksher, and Tumah's less the Dachmish, that's Hezek She'eni Nikr. But that goes back, again, it goes back to that Shaila, what is the hearts of Klayim? The Nichusa is the hearts of the Klayim, or the Zayitik of Tanai? In the Ramban, it's Mash Megor, it's the Ikr Inyan of it. There's a nusach of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva when he's dealing with machshava of people being makalkal things. The tshuva goes on to give someone takes someone else's cholent off the fire. You have to have in mind to be machzir. But he said someone else took it off. Could his das that he's not going to be machzir shter for yenis cholent? Or b'toychad for him, he throws in the when machshava works when not. He says avada by klayim the nichus is a zaitig thing. The klayim is the ear of alei. No, the machshava could be oiker. Which is mamish, not like the Ramban. It's negay aside the etzim din of the garmi, and it's negay the topic of hezek she'eni nikur. Yeah, but that can't fight the Reichert. What's the Gemara? So we proved from this Braisa that Mechitza could mean Guda. Mach the Gemara Adia, Koi Bazoi, Taima, the Rotsu. Haloi Rotsu, Ein Mechai, even Oisoi. It says that if they want to build the wall, oh, they want to build the wall, that's why they're Mechoyev. If not, they wouldn't be Chayev. What's the Eis Hezekriya? There's a Raya from the Mishnah that has a Kriya Loish Mei Hezek. That's the Gemara's Deek. Fret the Riff. What's the Raya? The Rimagash. The Riff. What's the Raya? Maybe really Hezekriya. Shmei Hezek. No, even if Hezek is Shmei Hezek, if you have it for a long time, you can get a chazaka. And if you stayed without a wall for 3 years, midaloy micha, you get a chazaka. And maybe we're going that there was already a chazaka, and you need the rotsu to go and say that even though there was a chazaka, but now we agreed to make a wall. As I fret the riff. Because of this kash is up to Rimagash, from here is a raya, that there's no chazaka on Hezek. As I spar the rois. Now we've ever spoken out, the Rosh already brings, there are common time and why we say there's no chazaka on Hezek. The Rosh says, one svar is because the blind is like Kutcher Beis Akisei. Another svar is because it's Tarvayu Matzki Adodi. So he says, why should I have been Moicha? You should have been Moicha. And another svar I saw the Rishonim bring is because it's a Midi Dim Amela. And on a Midi Dim Amela, there's no Chazaka. The Ktsois in Kufn Nun Dalet, Red Zdorch, there's an afkamina between these different Shatim. Is there Chazaka on a Hezekri when it's only Chad Mazak, when only one person's Mazak? If the reason why there's no Chazaka is because Tarvayu Matzki Adodi, there's no Midi Dim Amela, because you should have been Moicha. But by Chad Mazak, there will be Chazaka. Mashenkin, if the reason is Midi Dim Amela, it's Midi Dim Amela either way. What about like the reason of Kutcher Beis Akisei? Kan nechlaku aktsois manasib, I'm not sure what the machloik is. Whether it, this vort that Hezekriya has the madreg of Kutcher Beis Akisei, that it's not Shai Chazaka, would that be true also by Achad Mazak? Please give us the aktsois manasib. But like the other two reasons, it's clear. If the reason is because of Tavai Maske Adodi, then by Chad Mazak there will be a Chazaka. Yeah, but there's still a Ha'ara. The Rosh Red's door, that even if there's no Chazaka by Hezekriya, but if Beferish they will moichel each other, then they could be moichel each other. Can invite the Freddy. Maybe really Hezek or Yishmei Hezek. Why do you need Ratzu? You need Ratzu in a case when they were already moichel each other. Similar, we're similar asking on the Riff. The Riff asked, maybe it's going in a case, maybe Hezek or Yishmei Hezek, and you need the Ratzu for a case of Huchzuku. So he says there's no Chazaka. But we're asking, maybe you need the rotzel in the case of mochal. But there's another kasha in this same style, frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger. Oh, again, the same kind of question. Maybe really hezik, maybe shmei hezik. And afal became you need the rotzel because of a givisa prat. Then I have a whole bunch of similar kind of questions. Oh, but let's just read it. We have the ribs, the rosh, now we'll ask the Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Kevin Klein, Ander, it's your mic, but first Rabbi Kiva Eger. We know that the Yesh Mepharshim and the Rosh holds that even when the Zechiyah has a Griya, you're allowed to be Machnas Toich Shaloi Behutza V'dasna. Maybe the Ratzu is that they're agreeing that they won't be Machnas Toich Shaloi Behutza V'dasna. Now they're Frech Terakash, he wants to bring a Raya, he must be an Allah to be Machnas Toich Shaloi Behutza V'dasna. Otherwise, why can't the Gemara say that really has a Griya Shmei? I think you need the Ratzu to perform such a thing. Retur Chalik Vega, maybe it's not true. If the din is that by Hezek Griya, in spite of the fact that you're Machuyah, you're allowed to be Machnas Toich Shaloi Behutza V'dasna, so then even if it's Ratzu, why did you agree? You agreed to spell Zut the Hezek Ria. In Hilchas Hezek Ria, you're allowed to be Machnas Toich Shaloi Behutza V'dasna. And then the Kvega starts being Mefalpo. He says, maybe it depends. If you hold Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek, so you're already Mechuyiv. So obviously the Rotzel was to go a step further. So then obviously your Rotzel was to come and be Mafkiya, that you don't want to be Machnas Toich Shaloi. But if you hold Hezek Ria, Loi Shmei Hezek, and that's totally, we were honest to it already, and it's a big word, that even if you hold Loi Shmei Hezek, the Rotzel is that you're still Zut the Gedorim of Hezek Ria. That we'll have to still see about. But that's Rabbi Kvega's cash. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger do because it is kasha? Again, his kasha is maybe really hezek riyah shmei hezek. You need the rutzu only for the machnas toich shaloi behutza v'dasna. Zav Rabbi Kiva Eger, it can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says v'chein begina. Now, anyways, begina is different gedolim. We're going to see him when we get to the toshmaz. But if you want to go suggest that really hezek riyah shmei hezek, and the entire purpose why you need the rutzu is for that knech that you shouldn't be machnas toich shaloi behutza v'dasna, how could you go say v'chein begina? By begina, you are going to be allowed to be machnas toich shaloi. So shtem nish to v'chein begina. As I say, Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Lefikach won't make sense. The Mishnah says Lefikach will assume it's both of these. If you learn Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Niggun of the Mishnah is the Balte were Ratzu, that's what triggers the Lefikach. If you learn that even without the Ratzu, there would be a Chiv of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. No, the Ratzu was on a Zayt, a Prat of the Machnas Toich Shaloi. Over here, they weren't Machnas Toich Shaloi. 100 years later, the wall is here and it fell down. They weren't Machnas Toich Shaloi, Mutzav Edafim. There is a wall. So the Niggun of the Mishnah, Ratzu is what's triggering off the Lefika. If the purpose of the Ratzu was only for the Machnas Toich Shaloi, Be'emes, there is a Chiv Hezek Riyah. The Niggun of Ratzu triggering off the Lefika is Mr. Zegishman. Good, there's other Diyukim also that you can make of a Klapi Nishnit, but we'll move on. That's Yen of Ratzu Kashis. Oh, but let's address the Gemara. The Gemara is now saying, after, there's other ones, but after these certain questions, that the Mishnah, the Gemara is Medayik, that if Mechitza means Guda, then Avada Ratzu meant that they wanted to build a wall. If not, Hezek Riyah Lo Shmei Hezek. It must be Hezek Riyah Lo Shmei Hezek. Frek the Gemara, how do you know? Maybe Mechitza means Plukta, and Agufa means that they were Ratzu to make a split. And like the Gemara is going to explain by Archav and Av Gimel, and it's Miram is already here in the Rishonim, we're going to Zet Zerayim by a Soda, a Chotzer, Sheim Badin Chalukah, that they're not allowed to force a Chalukah. They had to agree, it had to be Ratzu to make a Chalukah, because we're going to be specifically talking in a case of a Chotzer, Sheim Badin Chalukah, and because they were Ratzu to make a Chalukah, only because of that is there going to be a Chiv. No, I'm sorry, only because they were Ratzu with their Chalukah. And once there's a Chalukah, you're Mechuyev to build a Kaisa. Now the first thing is you have to be Madaik is that there's the Rashi over here. Rashi is Mavur, that when the Gemara originally was Madaik, time of the Ratzu. So Rashi, time of the Ratzu, Livnei Skoysel, the Midash Neimu, the Chayvum Chachomim Shiv Neben Shnei. Ashver Lecha Rashi. Rashi is Mavur, that even if you hold Hezek Riyah, Loi Shmei Hezek, over the gather of the Ratzu is not Stam geklapt in Vant, that they want to build a wall. The gather of the Ratzu is that the Shtelling Su to Gidri Hezek Riyah. Das is Engzach. Over Rashi is of Gorshav, Chayvum Chachomim, Velech Echiyah. As I state the verit in Rashi, that the Ratzu is telling the verit that they want to still suit to some kind of a mechayiv of Hezek Riyah. The Gemara says always that there's dichuyim on both options. Because if it's to make a plukta, let it say lachzis mi boyle. In fact, the Gemara elamai guda. So why does it say boyin es hakoysel? Let it say boyin oysel. So if the Gemara no, if it would say boyin oysel, I would think misippus. So here is a shver Rashi. We'll just say the etzim vort. What's the happening to think Mesippus? So Rashi's Mesippus mamash just means you say this to Kuhn. So Taisus right away asks, it can't be. The Mishnah says, Gvil Gozes Kvisan Levain. So Taisus learns Mesippus taka means it's going to be Gvil Gozes Kvisan Levainin, but it's not going to be a Te'elis Hezek Riyah. Either because there's Chaloi noise, so it's holy wall, you can see through, or it's less than your Tfachim. But it is Gvil Gozes Kvisan Levain. I'm not sure, like Taisus, why you're building such a wall. What's the purpose of such a Mesippus that's a thick wall Mesippus with holes in it? Hezek Riyah took this niche. With the Yoifi, I don't know what's the happening, why you would be Machayev to build the Mesippus. What is the purpose of Toysis' Mesippus? I'm not sure. But that's what I would think, that there would be, the Ratzu was only to the Mesippus of Toysis' Mesippus. Koysel of Avonim, that's maybe 4 amas high, but it has windows in it. But Rashi learns that Mesippus is only a Seydus Tekua. And that's the pellet. But it says that he wanted to build a wall. If the Pshat and Rashi is like this, Avad Rashi goes, we're talking about it was a Chatosh Ein Badin Chalukah. And what they really wanted to do was make a split. And they were being rutzu to make a split. But what they said was, let's go build a wall between us. That's how they said it. But what they wanted is, let's make a split. And the chiddush of the Mishnah would be that in such a oifen, when they were agreeing to split, but the sprach beinayim was, let's build a wall. Even though they said, let's make a wall, they were allowed to do a mesipis, because they're doing the chalukah. That's l'chayra, the Pshat and Rashi. Hi, the Mishnah says, kvil gozis. So the Achronim say already, Rashi learns that this havamina, when people got together and said, let's make a wall between us, it depends. If the minig amokam is takif to gvil gozis kvis and levena, then you will have to do gvil gozis kvis and levena. But in a mokam, when there's no minig, and they decided to split, and the way they said it was, let's make a wall, what they meant was, let's make a split, and it will be enough to do a mesipis ba'alma. Yeah. Now, according to the man, the Omar, Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, you don't need Ratzu on the Kaisel. So what was the Ratzu? The Ratzu was to make the Chalukah Bechlau. Because we're going to make an Ukimto that it's a Chatzosh Eimah bin Chalukah. Fred Toisvis, and Be'emes, it's a Gemara, according to some Gersois later on, and that Gimel Amid Aleph Toisvis, Bavarns himself, that Yesh Svarim Demakshin Umetartzen Kein Lehedya Beshili Shmaitzen, later on in that Gimel. But Toisvis reads the Dorch over here, and Dibra Masel Vechivim, Kamad it's a Gemara in that Gimel, maybe. Why did the Mishnah have to set Zerayim like that? We're going like the man in the Omer Hezek, Riyah Shmei Hezek, that the minute there's a Chalukah, you have to build a wall of Hezek Riyah. What's the Nafkamina if it was a Chatzar, a big Chatzar, and they forced the Chalukah? Or it was Grado, Chatzar She'em, but then Chalukah, and they had to agree. Why is it Vichtik to set Zerayim in such a case that they agreed? What's the Nitoisa Fechidish over here? So Toisa says it's Nitoisa Fechidish. So say, Savad, if it was a big Chatzar, and they swinged off a Chalukah, and now you have to build a wall, Avad, Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. But if it's a chatzah she'en but din chalukah, I would think that the guy would be able to say ki yisrat soyloch to make a chalukah but not a wall. This is similar to what the Gemara says soon ki yisrat soy, but we're not up to that. We're still before the two. That's it. We're holding in this toisus. That toisus is saying that there would have been a havamina. Like the man d'omar hezek riyashmei hezek, that if it was a chatzah she'en but din chalukah, the guy would say, I don't have to agree to a chalukah. It's a chatzah she'en but din chalukah. It's only gimel amas leave a gimel amas lecha. I didn't have to agree. I agreed yesterday to a chalukah shkoyach, but I meant without a wall. Now what's made this? Stamez, he's a blackmailer. I'll tell you honestly. If you have a chatzar of less than 8 amas, and Reuven says to Shimon, please, let's split. Shimon says, I'm not machoyif to. Reuven says, please, let's split. Shimon says, you know what? I'm asking him to split, but only al das kein. I'm telling you, Farais, I'm asking to build a wall. Avad a mega. A megaton was a bill. He can say, I'm only willing to split if you jump 3 times. He can say what he wants. He can make anything he wants. Avad a mereto in the case that when he said, let's make a split, he said, let's make a split. I agree. He comes tomorrow and he says, yeah, but I meant without a wall. We're going like the man of Hezek Riyashmei Hezek. Yesterday he already agreed to make a chalukah. Maybe he can come tomorrow and say, I agreed to make a chalukah, only if you give me $100. If he said that yesterday, Avad, it's true. He didn't have to agree to the chalukah. He can do it on his own terms. And Avad, that's not the case. The case is he agreed to do the chalukah. If he already agreed to do the chalukah, first come to Morgan says, I agreed to the chalukah, but not to the koisel. The koisel is Nishnayim Geshef. There's a Mishnah Baba Batra, Hezek Riyashmei Hezek. It's a gewaldige shtel. Rav Nachum has a big var here. He used it a few times in the sugya. We'll spell it a already over here. And he built it up with a dugma bed. Whenever you mon a chalukah, or whenever you agree to a chalukah, amol, a chalukah has hidden requirements. L'mashal, if you want to make a chalukah on a beged, amol, you might have to pay a tailor that you don't want someone to rip it apart. It costs geld. You have to hire a tailor to take it, cut it off. Mamish, exactly good. So it costs geld. Who has to pay for that? Both of them. If a guy had a beged, where is Klar dugma? A guy had a beged, she'ain by din chalukah. A bishutfis. He asked the shutif, please let's split. The shutif says, I don't have to, I don't want to, it's ain't but in chalukah. He asked him, he said, fine, I'm asking. He comes tomorrow and says, you know, besides splitting it, it's also going to cost $1.50 each, we have to hire a professional to do it. He says, no, I meant to split it, but not to pay the $1.50. Avadi's mechayev to pay. What, he means that I'm going to risen the oizen? Avadi has to pay. When he agreed to chalukah by a beggar, Avadi's with a tail. The next step, when you make a chalukah in a koisel, Avadi, you have to chutz make a mesipis. Chalukah in a chutz. Chutz a mesipis, there should be a hacker. He could say, I agreed to the chalukah, I don't want to pay for the mesipis. Avad, that's part of it. We already said, Ram Nachman, that the Chi of Kaisel of Hezekriya, so already we spoke before, is not Samas Chi of Mazak of Hezekriya, not Rabbi Zalman's Vard, that's a Shutfist Chi of Beishar, it's Gormedina Yachaluka. How good of a Chaluka, I mean, not some splitting a beggar with a tailor, not some splitting it up with a Mesipis. I want a Zafest Chaluka that each one of us should have a private Chotzer. That's a Hecher of Matreg of a Chaluka. It's not Samas Naitik Zach. Oy bazoy, zok the yid over here. He says, yesterday I agreed to make a chalukah. I'm asking to split. I'll even pay for the mesipis. I understand this one. But after they got to build a wall, after they got no key, it's ratzoy for the chalukah. Now, Klo, you have to understand. We asked the kasha, he says, nish zayin geshef to agree. He's mechoyev al kezik riyah. What happened to the mazik? This is the word we're saying. There is no din mazik. You're not mechayev to build a kaisel off mazik. You're mechayev because the chaluk is mechayev. Avdem's up there. I agree to make a chalukah, but instead of a fest chalukah, the guy comes and says he doesn't want to stam use a tailor. He wants mamish $100 each the way he cuts it. I saw you buy nish. So that's what he's saying here. To be mechayev, you have to have the first half of the word. There's no chayev off mazik. If there will be a chiyuv of mazik, there's nothing what to talk here. Yesterday, the guy already agreed to make a halukah. Eretz Mishkan Balav was talking yesterday, he doesn't want to pay for hezek kriya. He's mechayiv of hezek. Teretz says there's no chiyuv of hezek. The mechayiv is midinei achalukah. On Avdem is Doketorim, there would have been a havamina that he can come with a taina and say, I agree to a halukah. But as not fest the halukah that it should be so private, asoi vaiknisht. And it's not some only a havamina of kiyas ratzoi, the Torah brings down with the emes, a chiddush ladina, that there's a chiluk between a chotzer and a nekina. That by a gina, she ain't but din chalukah. And they agreed, the guy can come the next day and say, ki it's ratzoi for the etzem chalukah, but for the kaisel not. He explains, because a gina doesn't have as much as a gri as a chatzar. We'll add it to the list of nafkaminas, the gina and chatzar, and we'll deal with it. But state that's not din in the Torah. What's the pshat? But he already agreed to a chalukah, and that's a chiyav, has a gri, ayin hara. No, it's midini a chalukah. By a gina, you talk a lot of say, ki it's ratzoi for the chalukah, I wasn't this ratzer for the chiyuv kaisel, but it's for the chiyuv kaisel. But again, it's avada only with this hanocha that the chiyuv kaisel is not off mazik. Eretz Mishkan Balav was whether deciding if it's a mazik. It's midinei achalukah, so you can say I agree to the chalukah, and that's let's just be right. That's why the Mishnah is talking in case of rutzu. Again, according to the man on a hezek riyish mehezek, the Mishnah could have stam as I said. Whenever you split, you mechayev al hezek riyish. The Mishnah said a bezunder and rabusa that were going in a chutz she'ein but in chalukah, and they agreed. Once they agreed to the chalukah. Hezek riyish may hezek. He cannot come and give you a shtickle and say, oh, I agree to a chalukah, but nishta zah good to chalukah private. No, you are mechayev. Why? Because we assume that's what's nechal. By a gina takana, that would be the chiddush of the Mishnah.